Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember guys, that women stand at the finish line and wait to scoop up the winners. That's when they're the happiest, and they often take credit for the man's success and money. But they'll cry when they have to support a man on his ascendancy. I find that women don't wait at the winner's circle. They identify men that are in the lead that are about to reach the finish line and try to poach them before they get there. That way they try to mask the fact that they're gold diggers. The golden man for them is the one that's on the cusp of success. Moving on, what do you suppose this means? Elliot Rodger, the notorious incelerific guy that tried taking out a sorority house versus a woman that sort of looks like Doja Cat. I guess that if he was born a woman, he might have been famous instead. But because he was born a man, he became infamous. No wonder so many guys out there that can't get a girl become one. This is proof of the insult to trans pipeline. I think she was in Mad Max, though. Hopefully after he died, he had a chance to ride into Valhalla all shiny and chrome. Number three, is this a childless cat lady in the making? With 2 degrees, that'll never date outside her edumacation bracket again. She's tired of men with only a birth certificate claiming to be smarter than she is. But what are her 2 degrees in exactly? Probably in something she can't say out loud. The more educated they are, the more insufferable they are. The dumb women are fun. The smart ones have no heart. Men are the smart ones because we don't let schooling interfere with our actual education. Up next, this YouTuber reveals that her husband pays her $100 to cook and clean for him full-time. That's such a small amount that I don't believe it. She's probably just saying that for publicity and paid the writers of this for the story $100. I wonder how much she charges hubby for BJs, though. This is reported at WorldStar, which makes it an instant discard. A real trad wife doesn't even get paid to do this. She does it because she supposedly loves her family. Number 5, this woman is pissed because a guy asked her out on a date to Chili's. Jay says that she looks like she deserves Chili's. More like Arby's if you ask me. If a woman asks for more than a coffee date at first, then she's probably not all that attracted to you, and is just looking for a financial windfall. If a woman thinks you're hot, then she'll sit next to you on a park bench on the first date. I know, because that's where my first date with a woman I had a relationship with for 5 years was with. Then again, I think I'd take him here to Chili's if they had the dollar menu. Moving on, never forget what the plastic surgeons took from us. All she had to do was lose 15 to 20 pounds and her face would have gotten a lot skinnier. This is proof that a woman can just look perfect and she still ruins herself to try and look even more perfect. Then again, she always did have a bit of a butter face, but it was still better than her current Skeletor look. I also wonder how often she looks at her old photos and how often people show those old photos to her. Number 7, this is probably a reaction to Trump. Seattle is finally throwing shoplifters and other petty criminals into jail for the first time in 4 years. Who would have thought holding people accountable for their actions was the answer? It's like they've known what the right thing to do is all this time, but were intentionally doing the wrong thing. I honestly think that the wealthy taxpayers started abandoning the West, so the powers that don't want you to be are now trying to keep them in the West. Up next, Elizabeth Warren says that Doge, or the Department of Government Efficiency, is off to a great start, as it has 2 men doing the same job. Elon Musk fires back by saying that neither of them are actually being paid, unlike her, so in fact it is very efficient. If I was Trump, I would offer a position as the head of the Indian Affairs Department. That would really piss Pocahontas off. Here's the difference between the government now and the government under Vivek and Elon. Warren is also probably mad that Vivek is a real Indian. Number 9, this woman cheated after she swore she never would, and now wonders why she can't find a good man. I guess it wasn't a good idea to broadcast to the whole world that you're a cheater, huh? This is like someone admitting to having AIDS and genital herpes publicly, and then wondering why no one wants to have sex with them. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery here. She also brags about the hundreds of men that she slept with in her other articles. Moving on, Sophia asks, why so many women search for ultra-violent porn? Why do they always have so many fantasies about attractive men raping them? 50 Shades of Grey didn't outsell every book except the Bible for a reason. Meanwhile, at the same time, they're against the Her Body, My Choice meme. But they only apply that to unattractive men. They don't want us to know that they only see men that look good as human beings of value for marriage and long-term relationships. Number 11, the age of the boomer ruler is over, and the age of the millennial has begun. Meanwhile, Gen X never had a shot. But deep down, we know they're the coolest generation, and we don't really want the acknowledgement. It's a good thing, though, too, because then no one can blame us for things. Big tech is also full of liberal Gen Xers that were behind the censorship of freedom of speech. Trudeau is also Gen X, so that's the best case for why my generation shouldn't take power. Up next, here's a friendly reminder that most of the photos on the internet are posed with the best of 1,000 attempts. Without digital cameras, women wouldn't have their narcissist selfie culture because they suck at photography. And it's also mostly filters fixing their faces, skin, and lighting. The pose is just a foundation. Look at this one's skin and digital makeup fillers on the photo on the left, and tell me that's not catfishing. I don't know about you, but I like the drunk one better. Number 13, Canada is quickly becoming incel nation, and I think that the grape numbers are about to spike. Here we have Parkesh, who shared images of graping someone, saying the girl took it like a champ, and that he was only sentenced for 3 years. He told the court he doesn't need to seek out consent to sleep with a woman. With an outlook like that, I bet he's got a ton of other crimes under his belt. Maybe Canada needs to make castration and the death penalty great again. Moving on is one of the greatest mysteries in the universe. If female ejaculate isn't pee, then what exactly is it? I think it's the remnants of friend-zoned male souls. Either that or it's the tears of all the aborted babies. But apparently science has proven that it's just pee. Scientists had women drink water with blue dye in it, and then they squirted the fluid, and it was blue too. So don't let a girl pee on your face from all the excitement. Number 15, someone says this is Will Smith with his Tesla robot. Looks like someone gave that robot cancer or AIDS, and I don't think it was Will. That means it's broken, and I don't think that they can fix it with simply a software update. Anyone who thinks that women and men age the same, just keep in mind that Will Smith is 3 years older than her. She looks more like his mother than his wife. Up next, people are so sick of corrupt politicians, then one Minnesota town decided to re-elect a dog as their mayor. There has to be a way for us to do this on a larger scale. Then again, this might be a bad idea because all it's going to take to bribe this mutt of a mayor is a pocket full of treats under the table. Now people can say they saw that Minnesota mayor pissing in a park with children watching, and it'll be perfectly fine that it happened. Number 17, this is the look on many guys' faces in the third world when they see solo white women traveling to shady places that they dare not visit. I'm not from a third world country, and I know women that went on solo bike trips through Egypt and Iran. And I only went to Egypt with guys with AK-47s protecting me from fundamentalists. Some women are dumb and they don't understand the risk. The smart ones, if they do something like this, shave their heads, and they're usually fine. Moving on, the typical Chinese adult is now richer than the typical European one. Looks like Temu changed the game. The average salary in China is around $10,000 a year. So I guess that Eastern Europe and places like Italy are dragging the average Eurozone salary down to those levels. Besides, I also believe it because the average Chinese worker works 80 hours a week, while the average European worker spends 80 hours a week at the pub or coffee shop watching the sports ball matches. Number 19, are you going to tell your future kids, if they even exist, that this was Rogue from X-Men? It's the political trade of the century. The Democrats traded a future president, and the Republicans gave them a neocon Liz Cheney in return. Her father, Dick Cheney, doesn't even have a heart. And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that literally he has an artificial one, or had one for about 10 years before he got a transplant. Also, let's not forget Cyclops. Up next, Charlie thinks that East Asians have a lot of self-hate because they draw their anime characters to look white, and like them with blue eyes and blonde hair. The reason the characters look white is because Osamu Tezuka was inspired by Walt Disney and Western animators, and it has nothing to do with racism. But the leftoids prefer to think that they have internalized racism because it fits their narrative. Number 21 is a list of the most unattractive hobbies to women, the manosphere being number one. Looks like I win again at pissing off women. The manosphere is the hobby for male supervillains. Women hate male freedom from women the most. Also, only 27.4% of women are okay with men being into anime. But what really surprised me is that only 23.1% of women are not attracted to men into crypto. Looks like that's about to change, and it'll probably be one of women's favorite so-called hobbies soon. Let's see if they try and wreck it like everything else. Moving on, I think we all know now that DI really stands for HLM, or Hire Less Men. I think that should actually be Hire Less Straight Men, but I guess there wasn't enough room to write that here. Women don't understand if they do put financial roadblocks around us, we'll just come up with new solutions to the problems they create. White men were the only group adaptable enough to cross the oceans. Do they really think that affirmative action is going to stop us from becoming economically successful? Number 23, being an adult, is realizing that the high school bully is the good guy, because he enforced social norms. Society started going downhill after anti-bullying campaigns. Bullies also enforced the hierarchy, and nerds and sigma males broke that hierarchy and social norms and eventually became censorious technological bullies themselves. Not to mention, bullies also help kids from turning trans or being fat. What do you guys think? Anti-bullying campaigns didn't get rid of bullies. They just turned the teachers into bullies. Up next, Whoopi Cushion here joins the anti-Trump sex strike, saying that her vagina is closed. But something tells me it was closed a long time ago. The only person that still might be upset that it's being closed is Ted Danson. What was he even thinking going in there? As well as the spider that put the cobwebs up there and won't be able to collect this creepy crawly prize. With all the liberals going on a sex strike, not even Darwin could have predicted such self-deselection. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to them? They not only let themselves go, but they got fat, except the one on the bottom left. They've gone from Baywatch to Carb Watch. Pamela Anderson looks gorgeous compared to her co-stars. Most of these changes are 100% related to lifestyle. They look like they age like asbestos. The wall always wins and takes no prisoners. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.